It's the NFL Football Pick'em Show. I'm Cab Manning from the Lingus Mafia podcast, and our point spread extraordinaire, Mr. Billy Bats, Billy Body, is here with me. How are you, Mr. Bet Boy?
You know, we're both equally 100% on what we officially get down on. So
on our guarantee one, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we doubled down last week, so I gave that to my members as double stake. So it was actually given out as two bets, but just double down on the stake. Because I always play the locks officially. Even if I don't want to, mm-hmm. I still play your one where I wasn't sure about Seattle at Atlanta the week before. Uh-huh. But I made the commitment to play both every week officially. So yeah, we are 4-0, although 3-0, but 4-0.
Really. Yeah, we had the same team last week, which was easy.
Yeah.
And last week's, like I had told you, I tried to do just straight up picks and parlay it the entire fucking Thursday through Sunday night. I always kind of leave out Monday because I'm anxious and I don't want to have to wait one more fucking day. So I did that, and I don't realize that I've already lost because I don't even look at the Minnesota and Indianapolis game. And I forget about it. And I picked fucking Minnesota. So I only think I'm losing the Dallas game. And Dallas comes back like a fucking crazy thing and fucking wins. And I'm like, motherfucker, Minnesota. Motherfuckers. And if I would have had that whole thing done, it was $10 to win $3,100. And I lost one fucking game. And do you imagine if it came down to where I won all those games and it came down to Cam Newton on the 1 yard line, I would have thrown up. I would have been fucking dying, but I had nothing at stake at that point, so I didn't give a shit. But I think I might have had stuff at stake because I make a whole bunch of different parlays. So I ended up ahead, and I won $200 from betting $10 on some other parlays. Like, I put together like 8 teams or 10 teams, you know, and they won. So the one I was semi-iffy on was that game that I lost. I said I was iffy on two games last week straight up, and one was the Bears one, which came down to the last fucking second. And the other one was the one that I actually lost. So I was like, well, that was a fucking nice and easy week. A lot of people I know only missed like one game or two because the Saints and Raiders won. That one you bit you at the end too. But now, looking ahead to this week, holy shit, even just straight up winners, I'm fucking hurting. So this will be a very interesting, this could make or break my fucking little pick'ems and shit that I do with my buddies. Because I was all over the place. I was a lot different than my friends on straight up picks at this point. So,
It started to derail for me in that pick'em competition because I was trotting along evenly or a couple of picks up. I think I ended up going, like, splitting the whole week last week because the last two, because I was looking at going 10-6. And I should have done because the Saints capitulated and I was laying 4 points for them. And I took the 4 points with the Patriots. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I ended up splitting the whole week evenly last week, like 8-8. So that's probably taken me off. Well, it has taken me off top spot in that other competition I was playing. Mm-hmm. I think my total over there now is 21-10 for the season.
Okay. You know, it's still not bad. You're still ahead of the fucking game. For my straight up picks, I'm 25-6. So.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Well, straight up. I mean, straight up, I'd probably be something around about that because there hasn't been that many upsets. What there's been is like people coming back and covering the spread, like Jags against Titans last week was a bad one for me because that was coming out right, and I don't think Pittsburgh covered either. I think they like missed it by a point against the Broncos.
Yeah, they were hurting for a while, and then the whole quarterback goes out, which that's another thing to talk about is 5,000 injuries this week. And you thought I was telling you a fucking joke when I told you about the Niners fucking situation where obviously, we all know that everyone's fucking dead on the 49ers. And I said, they got it so bad, they ordered the MRI truck to come to their place to do MRIs. And the fucking truck broke down. And that's not a joke.
That's the part I thought was a joke.
Yeah. It was like, yeah, it was like a fucking punchline. And I go, no, this happened. And then on top of that, the plane they were going to take, something crashes into their fucking plane. So then they got to wait for another one, and they get into their hotels at like 2:30 a.m. So I'm like, good luck to the fucking Niners. Talk about the fucking Super Bowl hangover. Getting fucked. And how about the news this week about what really happened to Tyrod Taylor?
I haven't seen this because we don't get NFL news.
Sure.
We just...
You know how Herbert filled in, the rookie, for the Chargers, and he was a fucking monster. You go... Wow, this kid, and they even said, oh, Tyrod's going to be our starter when he's available, which is the stupidest fucking thing in the world. So they said he had chest pains, and they were like, fuck, this is brutal, like inner chest pains, like a heart. So they went to the hospital. It turns out that their team doctor, when injecting fucking pain medicine into his chest, pierced his fucking lung. And that was the pain with the needle. And I'm like, oh my fucking God. It was like fucking Pulp Fiction. They're fucking stabbing the guy with a fucking needle. So, they could have accidentally just fucking killed the man. So, they pierced his fucking lungs, and that was the issue, and they released him from the hospital late that night on Sunday. So let's get into what's going on this week and our first game on the docket. Our Thursday night special here will be Miami going to Jacksonville. Another heartbreaker for me that Minshew is on the Jags because he said, oh, I thought Chicago was drafting me. They talked to him. They liked him. They interviewed him. And they never took him because they're fucking morons over there. He would have been the fucking owner of that city. If he was there with his personality and that goofy fucking Joey Ryan shit with his mustache and everything, he would own that fucking town. Very laid back and all that shit. So, oh well. Now Shaka Khan owns him. So that'll be that. Miami, I would assume Jacksonville is the favorite here. And I would assume just because they are home, I will go with 2.5 for them, if not the 3.
It's the 3.
Mm-hmm. I'm picking Miami, actually.
Okay. Why?
I think Miami is not a terrible team. I still don't believe Jacksonville is what's going on. I'm like, they have to realize they don't have anybody, right? But apparently Minshew is the only one they fucking have doing shit. And Miami had Buffalo on the fucking ropes, which is something else, because Buffalo is a very good fucking team. So... I'm thinking Miami could actually get this done. And being in Jacksonville, I don't think it's much of a difference than being in fucking Miami.
No, I'm going to take the Jags here.
Okay.
I just think... I don't know. I just automatically divert to the home team on Thursday night. They both won so far, but last week fucking Browns didn't cover by a point. So.
Oh, killed me. Absolutely killed me because I did that with the money as well. And I was like, you fucking assholes. I was like, and it was before the game was over, Cincinnati marched down and I go, oh, they just fucked me. And then the Cleveland marched down and scored. So I go, oh, beautiful. But now you're up by more than a score. So it's that layback shit, layback. It's like, you fucking asshole. So they blew that, which killed me. And talk about these last 2 weeks now, this coming week and last week, what kind of garbage fucking Thursday night games are these? Cincinnati and the Browns, and now Miami and Jacksonville? Fuck is this?
Well, that's that. It's the Battle of Ohio, and this is the Battle of Florida. So,
oh, God.
But, I mean, this is the thing. Like, Miami back-to-back road games, although it's still in Florida. They just played the Bills. They might be a bit banged up. Jacksonville put up 408 yards last week against Tennessee. Mm. So, 448 offensive yards against a defense that's supposed to be good. So, yeah, I'm going to take them here because this three is different to last week.
Miami was home last week, by the way. They were at home.
Sorry.
Miami was at home last week. Did you see the stat for the first time in 50 years? All the away teams were the home team the next week? That's never happened in 50 years.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So every away team the week prior was the home team the week after. So just a little fun fact. So you'll take Jacksonville and give those points.
Yeah, I'll probably do this every week for the home team unless it's a weird matchup, okay, which is an exception.
What do you have next on your list? Because I have Chicago and Atlanta.
Yeah, I have the same.
Okay. Chicago goes into Atlanta. Now, the question is, does Atlanta just fold their tent after what happened last week? Or are they pissed and play hard? I do not ever know which Atlanta is ever going to show up. It's been this way for years with Atlanta. I don't like Chicago's offense. I don't think they can keep up with Atlanta's offense, although Atlanta has a shit defense. But I would take Atlanta to win this game flat out, and I would think that Atlanta is favored by, I'd say, 4.
Yeah, they're favored by 3.5 points.
Okay.
But it's very weird to be this kind of favorite when you've lost your first two games. Actually, they're favorite by 3 in this other place I'm looking at. Yeah, so it's crossing over between 3 and 3.5. Mostly 3, though.
It could turn out to be a real butt-fucking, though. If they put up points, I do not see the play calling of Chicago to be able to catch up and keep up with this. They did have nice plays and this and that, but they have not put together shit. Watching the last two games, like, people go, oh, look, they're 2-0. I go, settle down with the 2-0 shit, because they could easily be reversed. It has come down to the last second on both. Last throws on both games. And they've played the top, out of 3 fucking horrible teams, they've played 2 of them. So, I'm not buying it. They need to put shit together and get shit going. I don't like how the defense is being called either. They don't blitz. They only rush their 4 fucking guys, although their 4 guys are superstar fucking people. But you got to put some pressure on it. And I like Matt Ryan. I don't find him to be a bad quarterback. I'd take him in a fucking heartbeat, but look who I have. I will take Atlanta.
Yeah, I don't want any part of the spread. I like the total here at 47.5. If I have to pick the spread, yeah, I'll take Atlanta because they're going to destroy someone 1 week, a team that aren't going to be able to like hang with them and put up enough points. But I think if Chicago score anywhere between 17 to 20 here and contribute towards this, then this goes over this 47.5. But actually, I don't know. Probably need to... I cannot see how Chicago don't score 3 touchdowns here.
You'd think. fuck. I can't figure them out either, so.
I think this will be like something like 31-24, something like that. I think it'll go quite over.
See, that's the thing. Chicago has a really good secondary. They're not getting any pressure on the quarterback, but they have really good linebackers and corner and safety. So that's the thing. But Julio Jones is the fucking best. So it's... I don't know. If they got to get pressure on Matt Ryan, if they do that, all bets are off, because then he's not doing shit. The Rams. Go ahead.
Do you know how many points the fucking Falcons have put up in the last 2 weeks?
Oh, they haven't put up a lot, right? They had to put up 70-something?
No, not 70-something. They put up fucking 66 points.
Hmm. Close.
Sorry.
Close to 70, yeah.
Sorry. 64 points.
64.
64 points in 2 games. They haven't won any of them.
Jesus Christ. the defense must look at themselves like a fucking bunch of assholes.
Because they've conceded 78 points.
Jesus. Jesus yeah. Christ, that's fucking insane. I mean,
that's
how...
almost as many as the Packers have fucking scored.
How does the team not know to just fall on that ball? And they're waiting for it. Like, are they hoping it just falls out of bounds? I mean, just fall on it. It's sitting there. They can go anytime.
And they do you think they practice onside kicks?
I do. The special teams has to. But I think the watermelon kick has never been really done. I mean, it's been done, but you don't see it often at all. You always see that bouncing crazy one. You don't see the fucking watermelon. So maybe that's what threw them the fuck off. But I think it was a brain fart and they were waiting for it. I don't know why they thought they couldn't jump on it. The Rams are going into Buffalo. This is a fucking tough one. This is a real fucking tough one. I didn't think the Rams were really going to be any good this year. And I'm like, well, they haven't been playing fucking crazy good teams. Who was the first week they played? Who the fuck did they play?
Who, the Rams?
Yeah, the Rams. In the last week, they did...
They beat Dallas.
Dallas, okay. I mean, Dallas is yet to be seen, but they didn't look too fucking... They don't look like they're a team. Buffalo, young, obviously. I think Buffalo is favored because they're home, but I think they're very equal. So I would say Buffalo is favored by the 3 just because they're home.
Yeah, it's just 2.5 points they're favored by.
All right. And I would go with Buffalo to win this game. I'm not confident. My other two guys picked the Rams to outright win. I just think Buffalo's a good team. And I'm not yet on the Rams to be like some, oh, we're back now, you know?
The points totals this week are really fucking messed up. Because do you have this game as the same number of points as the Chicago-Atlanta game?
Really?
Because the bookies do, yeah. This is the under. This is under for me, and the other one's over. I think, like, Atlanta and Chicago should have been about 50 to 51 points, and this one should have been down at, like, 42, 43.
Well, see, and maybe because Chicago has the good defense and a bad offense? I mean, that has to be where it comes down to. It's like, okay, well, they could stop the points from being piled on, but they just score enough to fucking eke out one by and win, you know, 17 points.
Yeah, but you know what? People have put up points on Chicago so far. And yeah. and the Giants should have beaten them last week.
I mean, how so? They were never in the fucking lead or anything.
No, they were never in the lead, but they had the last possession of the ball.
Well,
and they were coming up to score.
Yeah, but I mean, that's, I don't know if that means they should have fucking won. It's not like they blew something. They never had it in the first place, but Chicago never scored in the second half, which is, they put up 17 and then didn't do anything after that, which is sick.
Yeah, that was a low scoring game, but the week before, what did Detroit put up? I think it was like 23 or something.
It was something around there. Yeah, or It was something around there. I don't have in front of me what exactly. I could look real quick and see what it was. Let's go here. Go to week one. Do.
It was 23-27. I think they were winning.
It was 27-23. Mm-hmm. So, and that was another one. They scored all those points in the first half and then barely scored anything in the second. And then Chicago did all that in like the fourth quarter. So, like I said, I will take Buffalo. You're saying over unders for that more so that you would look at.
Yeah, I'd go more unders, but I would take the Rams to win this game.
Okay.
I think it's that cross
country.
That's a cross country trip, yeah, from then different divisions. No, you know what? You can't take a fucking in a tough game. You can't take a
road,
a road team crossing divisions.
So now you're changing your mind?
Yeah.
Okay.
it's just these rules I have.
Yeah,
and they're just like percentage plays.
Washington goes to Cleveland. Washington came down to earth a little bit last week when they had to play Arizona. And Cleveland finally got a win, even though it was against Cincinnati. But I think Cincinnati has a real quarterback, so I don't think it's a blow-off game every time you play Cincinnati now. I would say Cleveland's got to be favored by I would go with 6.5.
They're 7-point favorites.
I don't know if I would take it because I get worried when it's right on a touchdown.
No, I don't think I'll take it. Mm-hmm. I don't think I want to lay points with them against anybody. I mean, because they only just beat the fucking the Bengals by 5 points. They're supposed to be a 2-3 win team, so no. I don't think they'll cover against anybody when they're laying this many points. I don't know how you don't cover the spread against the Bengals and then you lay even more against Washington, who I think are better than the Bengals, especially with that defense.
Yeah, it's that front of theirs. Tennessee goes into Minnesota. Boy, does Minnesota fucking suck. 11 points they scored last week. They're fucking bad. And Henry's going to run down their fucking throats. I don't care that it's in Minnesota. I would say Tennessee is favored by 1.
They're favored by 2.5.
You know, and that's only because they're not home, which I with no fans, I don't, you know, it doesn't do something for me. I would take Tennessee in this one. Tennessee hasn't looked fucking fantastic, though.
No, they haven't.
No. They're one of those iffy ones that need to keep on, like, they're lucky that they are where they're at still. And it's like, okay, we're fooling people and getting through this. But Minnesota is desperate. And another defensive guy goes down. So they are desperate. And Kirk Cousins said, oh, we missed Stephon Diggs. Like, now he wants him back. Well, they got no one to throw to. So I could see them getting run on pretty fucking good. But I will take Tennessee with the 2.5.
I'm going to take Tennessee are laying 2.5.
Yeah, so I'm still.
Yeah. No, I'm going to take the Vikings because there's percentage stats with you have a 67% chance of going through if you're 2-0 and a 33% chance if you're 0-2. And I'm not saying they're going to make the playoffs, but I think like the season is on the line already.
It really is.
Because if you start 0-3, I don't even know what the stats are because they when the shows I watched, like they only start talking about it after it happens. And I haven't watched any preview shows yet because we're recording this earlier this week. So it's got to be like something. If you start 0-3, it's going to be like 15% or something. If they've got a 15% chance after 3 games, then you can pretty much count them out. And this is a team that was supposed to be favorites to win this division. And now the Packers are going to win the division and probably easily the NFC. Yep, and the NFC as well, probably.
I don't know about that. We could always put some money on it, but without odds, of course, because you like the odds.
Yeah.
Last year. You're like, I want odds. Fuck you.
also, the Titans conceded 30 points against the Jags. So I don't think that they're that good. And also the Jags were stopping Henry. I don't know how many yards per carry he had last week, but he wasn't as progressive as he was. I mean, that just could be because the Jags obviously sussed something out halfway through that game because he was productive at the beginning of it. He can't have like fucking 60 carries a fucking game. Do you know what I mean? So the guy's going to tire out eventually. But I think this is a good spot for the Vikings. This is, again, is that rule that we applied for why I took the Bills. And this is the Tennessee going out of the conference. It's a non-conference road game. So, yeah, it's the same rules apply. And then I'm getting fucking points here as well. So, I mean, not many, but...
Yeah, he only had... Henry only had 84 yards last week rushing.
Yeah, I thought so. Because he didn't look productive at all. Like, when they had that ball at the end and they needed that field goal to win in the last 2 minutes, like, he wasn't getting it. He wasn't getting too much.
Average 3.4. Still, that's what he was doing last week. Okay, Vegas goes into New England, which, what a fucking game. I had texted you because you were already passed out by the end of that game. Being in that time zone of yours. So I watch that. I'm like, holy fuck. And all I do is I start going, you imagine if there was a fucking crowd there? Oh my God. They would have been on fucking fire for that fucking goal line and then blew up when they fucking stopped them. but it is what it is. I would say New England is going to be favored, but not by much because of what Vegas did last week. So I would say, and if it isn't much, I might have to take this as a fucking a lock here. I would say New England is favored by 4.5.
No, they're favored by 6 points.
Mm.
6.5, actually, in some places.
As long as it's under that touchdown, that's still... I'll put a little dot next to it so far for what I think. Actually, the next game might be. What's your thoughts with the New England one? They look fucking... They look really good to me.
They do, but so do Las Vegas. I mean, they had a better offense than the New Orleans Saints once they clicked. I mean, so...
Or is that the Saints' defense?
This total is fucking stupid again. This could be a week where I end up just playing totals. Like, this should not be 47 points.
It's 47, man.
It's going to be 57. Cam's going to score. He put up 30 points against Seattle last week. They should have won the game, 37 points they should have had.
Mm-hmm.
Raiders are just consistently putting up over 35 a week now. This is going to be a difficult game. I'm definitely going to take the points because this may even go to 7. Then I will 100% take it for the Raiders. And then I will 100% take this over as well.
Traveling across country, a little rough.
It is, but at least it's Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But they played on Monday, so it's going to be harder, slightly harder. I don't know. I don't think that was a particularly difficult game for them outside of the first 15, 20 minutes on Monday. I don't know what happened. I think Drew Brees is finished.
You know, and that's what they say. We'll get to that.
You probably shouldn't have got rid of Bridgewater.
They're like, see you, Drew. What have you done for me lately? The 49ers, the zombie team, the 49ers who were broken down and fucking dying. Going into the Giants, I would say the 49ers are favored by 4.
They are favored by 4.
I think this might be a close one to fucking take as well. The Giants signed a fucking running back this week. So, I think he was one of your guys. Who the hell did they sign? Try to find it here.
If Saquon was available here, mm-hmm. what do you think this line would have been?
With the injuries now, I would think it would drop down. I would still think the 49ers are favored, though. Saquon hasn't done much. That's the problem. He hasn't showed, he's back now. The last two weeks, he didn't do terribly much.
Yeah, but I mean, he's obviously not playing because he's injured. So I mean, but I mean, I think it would have been.
But I'm saying the injuries with the 49ers and with Saquon playing. I don't know because he hadn't looked himself. I still think the Niners would be favored. The Niners are not going to lose, I don't think, until they have to play the Rams, and I think that's Week 6. So, I think this is still an easy one. They talked about Jimmy still might play, which, why would you? Why would you bother? I would let him sit down until Week 6. You go, all right, you got Miami after this. I mean, fucking relax. You're okay. They have a lot of depth. So even though everybody in the world is broken on that fucking team, but it's the Giants. They're fucking bad. So I would take the Niners giving up those 4 points.
I don't think they are that bad. I think they've given everybody a good game. I mean, apart from one quarter where Steelers pulled away and won by 10,
mm-hmm.
and that's in Pittsburgh. So yeah. That was at the Giants. In the first week. Yeah, but last week they were moving the ball down to try and win the game against Chicago. At the end, they didn't do it because they struggled to put up a lot of points. But at the same time, like they're defending well. So I mean, the 49ers. This is gonna be very low scoring. And
I think what is the total?
That's what I'm going to look at now. Where's it gone? 42.
42.
I might take that now because, like, I would take that now because these totals are moving, down a lot, either one way or the other. By the time game time comes, if one stands out, you'll find it. I mean, that fucking Vegas and Patriots one, that's going to be such a bet game because Patriot games are anyway, and overs are bet as well. But this time, it's going to be a case of get that 47 points now because you're going to be betting like 50 plus on Sunday morning, guaranteed. I'm going to take these points here. Without a quarterback and without all those injuries and as you said, Saquon wasn't contributing too much anyway. I know I can see this being really fucking low, like 16-20 or some shit, which wouldn't cover it, would push, but still.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to Cincinnati and Philly. I think Philly has to fucking win a game, right? They have the worst linebacking core in the fucking business, and they have the worst offensive line in the fucking business. I heard someone say today, they have the worst combination of young and old. They have too young and too old. There's not that middle helping out area. So, and that's for like receivers and shit like that. But I would still think Philly's not this fucking awful. And they're going against Cincinnati. I would think they are favored by at least 3 here. I would even think maybe more.
Yeah, they're 5-point favorites.
Okay. I will take Philly to win this. Boy, oh boy. That Burrow, though, man. Burrow does make you scared. For a fucking rookie, you're like, this motherfucker could do some shit to you. They're not far away.
This team are already in the same position as the Vikings. Like, we're looking at week 3 now.
Mm-hmm.
And this Philadelphia team could be 0-3. This Vikings team could be 0-3. This Falcons could be 0-3. There's lots of weird shit going on where decent... when you're looking at teams this week and looking down the schedule, there will be teams that are 0-3 and the seasons are over, and they were like borderline playoff teams when you're looking at the likes of the Houston Texans and who else? So looking down. Or Detroit. Detroit was supposed to be good. I think they'll be 0-3. there's a few. Once we move through it, we'll look at them. But some are 0-3, but they were never expected to be any better. Like the Bengals here, they will be 0-3. But it's the spread that worries me, because last week he covered this exact spread of 5, or it was 5.5, and he covered it because they lost by 5.
Hmm.
So yeah. The points total again is low. The points totals this week are really fucking stupid. Eagles have been one of the worst defensive teams so far. They've not been able to stop anybody doing anything, and they've managed to put up points. And the Bengals haven't been able to stop people scoring. So I don't know how you arrived at 46 points for this game, because this is going to be a case of this is going to be a shootout. Like, I don't know how this isn't going to be a shootout. This is going to have well over 50 points in it.
See, that's what I'm picking back off you with the points thing all the time, and parlaying it, because there's some good numbers that people could get on with this. With these goofy point spreads, I'd almost start, when you're betting this week, to the people who listen, I would start looking at over unders. More than points on some of these.
I'm gonna go like 31-24, something like that here. I think the Eagles just about win this.
Houston goes into Pittsburgh, and Houston looks fucking ugly.
Yeah,
and Pittsburgh looks great with Big Ben back. It's like usual,
You're gonna look this up.
I would say Pittsburgh's got to be fucking... See, you saying that now, you're going to give me hints, because I would assume Pittsburgh should be high. But now, I don't think they should be high, so I'm going to say they're like 3.5.
What are you going to say? like,
oh, I would say in real life, it's got to be 7.5.
It's 4 points. but I don't know how they arrived at this number. Because Houston
yeah, who's not playing?
Right. But Houston, yeah, that's what I'm trying to like find out. But Houston doesn't look right. And Pittsburgh are looking really well organized. And yeah. especially at
and
home.
And at home. They only get yeah. one extra point for being at home. We think we have your lock of the week already, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, but we can't like go on the same fucking game again.
Well, I have like, a couple that I like. I put little dots next to a couple that I like. So
I had this circle. I had this circled like really early on.
Jesus,
I was looking at it, and I was trying to find out.
I wonder if on my betting site it's that, because if it is, I got to do it quickly as well. Let me look.
Is nobody hurt at all?
Not anybody of fucking consequence.
Yeah, because the other site I look at, they've graded this A. Mm-hmm. The simulator says that this caches 62% of the time. I guess the concern is that the public have backed the -4 67%, which is high. So,
oh, dude, it's 3.5 for me.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, who's dead? Who's dead?
I might just put 50 on this by itself. But then it's like, what don't we know? What are they? Something's going on. Is Ben going to get a rape charge or something? What happened?
Maybe they historically played his team badly. Or maybe it was last week they didn't cover against Denver. But that just means to me, like, I often think when a team that a good covering team mm-hmm. don't cover, then they'll even it out. Because they're not going to go 0-2 against the spread at home and win two games where they didn't cover the spread, because 71% of the time, I think it is, I don't know if it's changed, but if the teams that win all cover also.
Yeah. Well, and the Patriots are only giving up 6 on mine. Not 6.5.
Cost critical eye on first two starts. Pittsburgh hope injection of health on offensive line. Oh, here we go. This might mean something.
Ah.
Steelers hope injection of health on offensive line will keep their hot start running. They're 0-2 for the first time since 2017. Where's the stuff about the offensive line? The Steelers are hoping to return a 5-time Pro Bowler guard.
Oh, shit. See, it's helping. They're adding shit to their line.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
With an unsuspected injury will help the cause, especially since the Texans gave up 230 yards rushing. And so this is like more reasons to take it.
Yeah.
They're 0-2, blah, blah, blah. DeCastro missed the last 2 weeks of training game, the first two games of the regular season when he injured his right knee in practice. In his absence, the Steelers will start two different players in a right guard position. Rookie Kevin Dotson, who started against the Denver Broncos, blah, blah, blah. This just says they're adding.
How much money should I put down on this?
Injury watch. On the weekend, we saw the league have a rush of injuries, including ACLs. The Steelers came out of the victory against the Broncos without any significant injuries. However, Tomlin said several players had minor ailments that should not keep them from playing against the Texans, including linebacker Bud Dupree, nose tackle Tyson Aluhu, and wide receiver Deontay Johnson has a toe injury. And then there's loads of parts here. Then there's an article about the masks and how many fines have been handed out.
Yeah,
this is fucking insane. I knew this would be one that stood out already, but I was looking for something to be wrong with it, like something that I missed.
Yeah,
like, I don't know. Maybe the Texans have owned them over the years, but I don't know. I don't think it even matters.
No. It doesn't. Every year is different to me. All right, moving on. The Jets go into Indy. The Jets are bad. The Jets are real fucking bad. Everyone was dead on the 49ers, and they fucking got killed. I would say Indy's got to be favored by fucking... God, I want to do double digits. I want to say 10.
They are favored by 10.5.
Hey, look at that. Yeah, That half might be a little sticking point, because you know, they get comfortable. They're up by two scores. They don't have to do much. That's the scary part of this. And we've only seen Indy do one thing, and that was beat fucking Minnesota. And they lost to fucking Jacksonville.
They were beating Jacksonville, though, and they had like a meltdown. So I don't know how much to read into that. But yeah, obviously
a lot of points.
They win this game. It is, but at the same time, I always say to myself, it's two scores. And when I'm always looking at laying double digits, I think to myself, is there going to be a point at the end of this game with 3 or 4 minutes to go where the Jets have possession of the ball and they can tie this up?
No.
And I think to myself, no. So,
but there's the garbage time.
Yeah, there's the garbage time as well where they all play this like loose defense. But I think 11 will be relatively easy to cover. I haven't seen anything from the Jets to say that they'll be in this match.
Carolina goes into the Chargers, where they have just as many fans when there is no COVID. Carolina's not horrible. I mean, they're a bad team, but they're putting up points, things like that. I would assume they got to keep the other kid playing. They just have to keep fucking Herbert in there. And I would say if they do, they're probably favored by 4.5.
No, you have to lay 6.5 here.
6.5. See, that's the thing. With a rookie quarterback like that, we saw he looked great. However, I mean, Trubisky threw 6 touchdowns against Tampa Bay once. You got to fucking get a little track record. But the kid looked fucking very good.
Yeah.
I kind of stay away from this one, but.
Yeah, I would too. I would take these points because last week they beat every team in the NFL. They beat every quarterback unless they're going up against the one who kept marching up and scoring against them, which is Mahomes. But because he's now the best quarterback in the league, best in the AFC anyway. And that's who they had to come up against. They don't have that this week. But at the same time, this is a team that notoriously like plays up and then plays down to people. So you can see this getting covered because last week they're playing like the division rival and they're fucking playing out of their minds to win that game. And here, like they could actually outright lose because that's the kind of team they've been for the last couple of years. So I don't know, like 6.5 is okay. I don't want it at 7 or anything else like that. I would change my pick. But I think this is going to be right there on that number. And there's not going to be a point in the afternoon where Carolina are out of this game. So this is a scary one to take.
Okay. Tampa Bay goes into Denver. Denver has injuries at this point. The lock is out. As we know, Von Miller has been out. I think Tampa Bay getting a little bit better. The receivers do drop fucking balls with Tom, which is interesting. Yeah, he gave him the hands on the hips look. Like, what the fuck? Catch the fucking ball. I don't really care that they're going into Denver and they're in a mile high because with a quarterback out, I think that is a big, big difference. But since they are away and people take that into consideration with the points, I will have to say Tampa is favored, but by 3.5.
They're favored by 6 points in Denver here. I think that's too many. I'm not even confident that this team is going to win this game, to be honest.
Really? With all the fucking injuries?
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're ready to go and win on the road from what I saw last week because Carolina were hanging in there with them and they needed to pull away. They needed to pull away at the end. So, I don't know. I just don't think Brady looks that good. And... Actually, Brady doesn't really like going into Denver anyway, like even as a Patriot. Like they were losing this game too as a Patriot. The Patriots were losing this game a lot, if I recall.
Yeah, well, I mean, was it later in the year too? But I don't know. I just don't see with the quarterback being out that this is, I mean, they have an upper hand there pretty good. That's why it's at 6. I think they'd still be favored if Locke was playing, but it wouldn't be by much.
Yeah, I don't know. I just I'm just not sure about taking this team on the road because I mean that's the thing, that Denver's quarterback really wasn't that good anyway. So yeah, I mean anybody can come in and shoehorn into this role and run the ball, and they're still going to defend hard because there's still the whole thing of altitude, and it's a lot of points. If it had been at 3 or 4, then yeah, it would have been different. I don't think this is going to be a week that Tampa just beat somebody like bad. Everything will click eventually, and they'll destroy a few teams on route to the playoffs, which they should still get to. But I don't think they're going to be anywhere near contending for the NFC now, from what I've seen.
Yeah, it's got to. I mean, they have to get their shit together. That's for sure. And then, you know, see where it is at that point to be able to get there. We have Detroit versus Arizona. You know, like it's a record, 4 games in a row, Detroit has had a double-digit lead and lost. That is the latest stat. And I have a prediction for this game. After Arizona wins, they will fire Patricia. After the third fucking game. I'm saying he'd get fired during the season. I'll say it's now. But Arizona got to put a good beating on them. And I would say Arizona wins by fucking 10. But I will say they're favored by 8.5.
Sorry, I was looking up Brady's record here. Yeah, actually, what's it say? The one that won, the lost, won. So, yeah, when he goes into just facing Denver, so be it at New England or in Denver. I'm actually looking for it in Denver, but I can't fucking. It's not. That's too hard to work out the way this stupid fucking graphic is laid out. He's basically 5-3 in the last 8 years. So that's not too bad. But he has lost. He lost for a couple of years in Denver. He got smashed in 2015, 2016. All right. So yeah, I think Arizona here are favorites by 5.5.
Only 5.5. That's a fucking. God, watch this be the one Detroit all of a sudden fucking win. This was last year, the first game. Remember, Detroit was winning, and they ended up tying because they fucking gave it up at the end.
God, I remember that. I had money on Detroit. Then Detroit minus 2. I think this year, obviously, the Cardinals will win this game. This has the second highest total of the week, this game, 55 points.
Detroit has Galladay out. They have these are all questionable, actually. And everyone's questionable. It's Galladay out, Nick Williams, the defensive tackle, Desmond Trufant, Hunter Bryant, their tight end, and what is this guy's name? Vitae, the offensive tackle. It's a big fucking Hawaiian fucking name. So that's interesting. Arizona's looking good, man. Arizona's looking good. And you said how much is it? 6?
5.5.
5.5.
And I'm trying to get this my long season bet. I'm trying to get the Arizona to 7.5 wins.
I think they're going to get that, yeah.
To get that pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. So the next one, we got Dallas and Seattle. Now, is Dallas regenerated here and energized from what they did last week? And is Seattle blown their load because of the big fucking game they had last week? But I still think Seattle is a better team. We all know Mike McCarthy is a fraud. We have said so for fucking years. And I will take Seattle to win this game outright. And I think they are favored probably by... I'll say 4.5.
It's 5 points.
5.
It's 1 point more than last week. Although last week it did go up to 5 by the time it started.
I would think Seattle could fucking... They're at home, even though nobody's there. I would take Seattle with this. They got to beat Dallas by a fucking touchdown. I don't think all of a sudden Dallas goes, oh, we're fucking special.
I mean, the thing is with Dallas as well, I mean, to win, obviously you want to get as high a seeding as you possibly can to make your like route easier. But I mean, they've already won the NFC East. It's so bad. Like Philly aren't even going to win seven games this year. So it's hard to incentivize yourself as well, unless you're looking at being the 1-2-3 seed or whatever. And Seattle are quietly actually putting themselves in a position to do that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they haven't yet started going through the clusterfuck of playing against their whole fucking division, which is where they're all going to like trade off these losses when it comes to the Cardinals and the Rams and the 49ers. So yeah, they need to be winning these games, because very quickly they'll get pegged back. And just because of that division alone, I don't think that they can win the NFC. So
yeah, this division is going to be one of those fucking beat the shit out of each other, because that division is scary. Like, you're like, last place is supposed to be the Rams, and I'm like, and the Rams are good. So last place is going to be a very good team. And you know, with the way it's all laid out, they could literally all get in the playoffs, the whole division. However, it's very doubtful. They'd have to have every other non-division winner just be garbage. So let's go with your boys. Green Bay goes into New Orleans. I thought the worst thing that could have happened to you is New Orleans to look bad, because Drew is a bit of that Tom Brady-esque, where it's, they're done, you're old, you're no good. Do you think he's not going to have a fire under his fucking balls? I would be a little worried. It was almost like the worst thing that could have happened for the Bears one was Atlanta fucking this up. You know, it's like, uh-oh. Now they're going to be like, fuck you, and pissed. Or do you pack it in, like I say? But, God, it's one of those, for me though, I'm still like, well, show me that you could bounce back and be pissed off. I don't like to bet again. Like, I probably won't have anything to do with this fucking game. Because New Orleans is just always fucking good. So, I would say though, I bet you Green Bay is favored here, but by 3.
The Saints are favored by 3.5 points.
Saints are favored by 3.5. Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm. See, now I'm like, well, if you're giving Green Bay points. But I'm like, I'm waiting for that. Like, I know you go crazy and, oh, Super Bowl, all this bullshit. And I'm like, when you play two garbage teams, though, I'm like, I think you got to get a lot, like 6 games under your belt until you're kind of, all right, I know who we are a little bit. People are more gelled. You've played better teams. You've played shit teams. You're in the mix of everything, and you see how you're looking. Especially, and also, everyone could get fucking injured, as we well know. So it's always iffy in that beginning for me. And this is going to say a lot to me, more so about New Orleans than it will for me to say about Green Bay. I think Green Bay is the same team they were last year. They didn't really, you know, do anything, obviously, with draft or offseason. So it's the same fucking team. Rodgers is always fucking good. So it comes down to, of course, like when there's real competition and at the end. But to see that New Orleans is fucking favored. Yeah. That's a fucking rough one, man. I mean, I guess they're living on reputation at this point. Not what we saw in fucking Las Vegas last week.
I mean, this is normally the point where they get better. Saints are 13-2 ATS in their last 15 games in weeks 3 and 4 since 2012. Mm-hmm. But they're 3-15 in weeks 1 and 2 since 2012. So this normally symbolizes the point where they get their shit together. But how many years are you going to get away with doing that? Because you're coming up against a team now that have put up the record total of points in history for the first 2 weeks of the season, which is us. Second of all, you just allowed Vegas to do what they did to you, which was easily like move the ball through and contain you. Mm-hmm. Breeze is having that needle arm issue that we saw with Peyton, and we saw it with Tom, but Tom refused to take any responsibility for it, and went and found himself somewhere to play where he's not, where he's still not doing well. And you just can't cheat like time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look bad, you look bad. And they're going to need, all of a sudden, it's not going to be a case of Green Bay are going to put up a whole lot less than they did for the last 2 weeks. Yeah, they put up 80 points, but are they not going to put up 30 points? They will put up 30 points here. And the Saints are going to need to put up 30 points or more of their own. So first of all, you do take the 3.5 when you know that in order for that to lose, the Saints are going to need to put up 33 points. Because I think the Packers are definitely going to put up 30. This total is stupid because it's 52 points and that's going to go over.
Oh, boy.
And I just think that you just take the Packers here, because I don't know how you're going to reverse what you've done, because you relied on your defense and Tom Brady's rust in week one.
Mm-hmm.
and last Monday even, and that's the thing, it's Monday to Sunday for them, not for us. You just look so fucking bad. Like, you couldn't move it at all against Vegas, and their defense is shit. So, I mean, I don't know where I stand at the moment with our defense, because we haven't played anybody.
Yeah.
But we're still putting up these points. So,
as long as you have Rodgers, you're going to be in like every game, no matter who you're playing. It's never out of reach when you have him as your quarterback.
And you're like saying we played two shit teams, but we were an underdog in week. We were the underdog in week one.
They didn't know what we knew, or at least what I knew, because you thought you were going to lose too, and I was like, they will butt fuck the fucking Vikings. I know my division. I know who's overrated. Whenever they're like, well, the Vikings, I'm all, fuck you, the Vikings. I'm like, they lost everybody. Fuck off.
Yeah, but that wasn't a bad... It's still not a bad defense, because last week, like, they didn't... the Colts didn't put up a whole stack of points. The Minnesota Vikings just couldn't score. So, I don't know. Like, I can't see any reason at all to take the Saints, other than the fact it's prime time in New Orleans on the Sunday night, and that's normally a place to take the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
But if the guy looks old and they don't look like they can move the ball at all, and Vegas just put up all those points on you, like, what the fuck is Aaron Rodgers gonna do?
Yeah,
and
I mean,
and the whole dome thing doesn't affect
doesn't affect
anybody when there's nobody in it.
And you know, the whole old thing, I'm always like, you got to give me a while before it's, oh, you're old because of one game. I mean, you could just suck one game. We've all that have played sports in our life have been completely off one game where you're like, Jesus Christ, like nothing goes right for you.
No, and he sucked towards the end of last year and coming into this season. Plus, he's got the issue with, you know, alienating himself through like half of his players.
Yeah. last one is Kansas City in Baltimore. This is your Monday night, and it is not Monday Night Raw. It is Monday Night Football, and that's what we'll all be watching. You know what? I'm picking Baltimore to win this outright, because I think in the playoffs, the Kansas City would win this. God. I want to say Baltimore is 1 point only because they're at home. But I want to almost say, like, straight up fucking pick them.
No, they have to lay 3.5 points here.
3.5. Baltimore is giving 3.5.
The total in this is 54. I forgot to mention the highest total of the week is Dallas and Seattle is 56. But it's really close. It's like Dallas, Seattle 56. Lions, Cardinals 55. This one 54. And the Packers, Saints 52.
Mm-hmm.
And all the early games are all in their 40s, even though there are some totals there that look like they're going to go over, like Bengals, Eagles, Bears, Falcons, Vegas, Patriots. Some good total, good overs here.
God, giving up 3.5, I might take Kansas City with points. I mean, I'm not jumping up and down saying Baltimore's like whooping them or anything, so it could very easily be Kansas City just winning outright.
Yeah, this is so difficult because there isn't even, it's even hard to have like even a fucking take on it, because you're looking at the Chiefs and this is a statement game where the Ravens are basically turning around and saying, we were the number one seeds last year.
Yeah.
We had one bad game in the entire season, and it fucked us up. So they want to get right. So they're going to want to make a statement here. Whereas mm-hmm. the Chiefs just go about and do what they do. They like fucking. Yes. They just put up loads of points. So if I was, you know, because I have to pick it, I would say that the Ravens do make that statement in the regular season, and they say that, like, you know, we were the number one seed last year, mm-hmm. and they find a way to neutralize Mahomes as much as anybody else can, plus obviously put up their own points. But the only thing I know for sure is that Monday Night Raw is going to get killed.
Take the under on the fucking ratings.
Yeah, I take the under 1.5 million in the wrestling ratings this week. But I think I think all these big total games, we'll go over these totals. This one here, I don't know what I've seen from these defenses that will keep this under 54, because Mahomes is going to be really difficult to contain mm-hmm. throughout, and I think it's so difficult to call. Like, you want to take those 3.5 points because you just think, all right, the Chiefs did end up winning the Super Bowl, but
yeah.
There's that part of you that said that, like, you know, it all opened up for them because they had a really fucking easy route to the Super Bowl after when the Ravens got,
and they came from behind in every game.
Yeah, when the Ravens got beaten, and then the Patriots got beaten as well, and Tom really didn't have it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was the easiest route to the Super Bowl I've ever seen, and they still almost fucked it up.
Yeah,
I mean, to beat the Texans and the Titans, like, they would have like killed for that. So the Ravens will want to make a statement here, and also, like, even in the Super Bowl itself, like, the to a lesser extent than Atlanta, the 49ers did fucking lose their balls in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they completely lost track of what they were doing and basically bottled it, is what we would say over here. So I think I'd take the Ravens because I think they'll just want to make a point a bit more. But the Chiefs are still going to do what they do. They're still going to just move the ball, play well, put up points. Like, again, this is like the thing that I said about New Orleans. If you want to beat Green Bay, you're going to need to score over 30 points. And mm-hmm. that's what the Ravens will have to do.
I've got to agree with it. When we get to our locks here, what we're going to do for you is our Stone Cold Dead Man lock is both of us saying Pittsburgh. That's okay. For sure. So let's do a side one as well. Because that is the fucking, if you couldn't tell from earlier, especially on my website where it was 3 fucking points.
I'm going to still like carry on reading. Like,
there's got to be something somewhere. That's why I haven't bet it yet. I'm waiting for it. But I'll kill myself when I go back to it and it's 5. I'll be fucking angry. So my second one is I'm still taking the 49ers. And
really?
Yes. I don't think this is a fucking issue at all. 4 points. They will win by more than 4 fucking points.
You don't think the Giants have got better and improved every week?
No. I think they're a bad fucking team. they're a bad fucking team. I just watched them. They're not a good fucking team. And 49ers have depth. It's not like, oh, there's a lineman and then you have a fucking, you know, in Madden terms, you have a 92 and then the next guy up is a 52. It's not that with this team. They're well coached. They're we're done and we're doomed. So I really, it's not a fucking issue for me at all. If I'm wrong, I don't mind. I won't be upset by it, but I don't think, like I said, a week 6 will be when they lose.
Yeah, outside of that, it's quite fucking difficult to take anybody unless you want to. I don't like taking Green Bay in these. See, last week's line against Detroit, that was just a case of, that was too ridiculous.
Yeah, pass up. You know, if you think logically, that's what I do. I know you think with your heart more than your head most of the time when it comes to that team. Where I probably go the opposite way. I think less of my team. instead of anything good. But listen, when something's there, it's there. The other two that I float around is the one that's Tennessee, even though you like Minnesota, and the other one is New England. Those are my three that I like.
And I'm against the other two as well. So I think that's too many points to go up against. But you've got a different number to me for the Vegas one, because my one's trending towards 7 and yours is sitting at 6. Fuck me, where do we go?
Well, we're safe with our very lock, our good lock. We're safe, at least.
Seattle should beat Dallas, and Colts obviously are going to beat the Jets. And I always say, with the double digits, you have to wonder, is there any kind of foreseeable situation where the Jets are coming up the field to win this game? It's funny, this was once the AFC Championship game on the weekend I was getting married. Huh. On the weekend I got married in 2010. I watched this game the day I got married, or the day after I got
married. Happy 10-year anniversary.
Yeah, it was the Colts.
How long were you married for?
A year and a half. Yeah. Okay. All right. So I think fucking hell. Seattle.
Well, you can go with locks for over-unders. You don't have to go with locks for fucking point spreads. Whatever a lock is, a lock is. So, like I said earlier, I think when it's rough like this, you should totally point to over-unders if you're way more confident in those.
Yeah, I think this week I am. I don't see any way that... See, even here, like, what do you take? Like, the Packers game should go over. The Dallas Cowboys Seattle game should go over. Let me see if there's a low one that's just been really, like, mispriced.
What was the Seattle and Dallas over-under?
56.
I mean, they're both supposed to have good defense. What the fuck?
I think this Vegas Patriots won at 47. That doesn't seem right to me either. 47. Because I think the Raiders can put up some points in that game for sure. I don't know if we can do locks where we just take the totals, because I'm going to play totals on my website anyway. So I think my second choice is me. I cannot see how Dallas win in Seattle this week, and it's less than a touchdown. You know what? I'm going to take Green Bay.
Okay.
Green Bay. It's my second Green Bay plus. I'm trying to find all the reasons to not take it, because, and the only one I keep coming to is, oh, if you lose, you're disappointed as a fan, and as somebody who so who gave their pick out. But look at everything that goes into this, like the highest points total, going up against a team that just let up 35 against Vegas, their quarterback looks bad.
My only thing is that
the players hate him. There's no atmosphere in the dome. Like,
I just worry to bet against the man like right after he sucked. I just can't imagine him sucking 2 games in a row. That's all. I mean, but then again, I mean, it doesn't mean he has to suck. They could be 35-50, you know, and it's like, well, you threw fucking for that many.
Yeah, the Packers are going to win this game by double digits.
Ooh. Ooh.
So, yeah, this is going to be like, this is going to be like 28-42.
Ooh, I might have to put some money down for Sunday night then. Listen, I'm a fan of whoever wins me money.
How do New Orleans win this game other than they just fucking do
but
like
you've
a raw?
Seen that where it's like, oh, this team is unbeatable, and then it's like, what the fuck happened? And they're
it's
getting butt fucked.
It's not
you
just
know?
About that. That's the thing, right? It's not like just taking the unbeatable team, like when you know it's Patriots at home, and for years you took that spread, because there's what you're supposed to do here, right? Is you're supposed to take the Saints in the dome on Sunday night, Drew Brees on TV. but you can't do it when he looks bad and the other team look good. Mm-hmm. And then there's been issues in the summer with comments. Do you think they're really not though?
I mean, see, that's what's weird to me though. Do you think their guy's not going to do their job because they don't like him? I'm not going to catch that ball that you just threw to me to make you look bad. I'm not going to block for you, which makes me look bad.
No, not at all. That doesn't reflect on the pitch. But we don't know what's going on in and around that. Like in terms of how practice is going and what the communication is like. I mean, that's the thing. There's also just one other factor which is like being overlooked, and it's just simply the case of he's getting old, and in 5 years he's not going to be in this league, and Brady's not going to be in this league.
We
saw like Peyton Manning go, Eli went, like people, Romo went, like these quarterbacks are all here like 5 years ago. They all leave and these guys will be gone. Like Brady won't be here. Peyton Manning won't be in. It's just the case of,
well, he's not there.
Let's take this like field out of it completely. If you're taking Aaron Rodgers and Peyton Manning right now on a neutral field and just taking him in just a normal stadium with no fans and the way these two teams have looked, and you're saying that Rodgers gets 3.5 points. I mean, I don't even need the fucking points. Like to take Green Bay here on the money line.
Well, you keep saying Peyton Manning, so you confuse me.
Sorry, did I say Peyton Manning?
Yeah, that's why I said, well, he's not playing anymore. So.
Okay, Breeze. Right?
Okay, there you go.
You're thinking Breeze versus Favre. And,
I would take Rodgers, sure. Yeah, I mean,
right.
He's
Yeah, Rodgers and Breeze, you take Rodgers, right? Yeah. Because the whole element of the dome and everything and all the fans.
If
and,
that
and
dome was going... I could easily say, I'd be like, it's got to be New Orleans because that's some crazy shit, you know?
If this was Sunday night in a normal season, mm-hmm. like I wouldn't be anywhere near this game. I would just take the whole, I would have the supporter factor the supporter investment and just want to win this game regularly on a Sunday night. But mm-hmm. that's not what's going on here at all. Also, this goes head to head. So back to back nights. This goes head to head with WWE's pay-per-view too. Like I'm going to watch
every
like,
which way.
Yeah, like that wrestling show we do is rough on Tuesday because I'm going to have to like try and shoehorn in watching everything around.
Yeah, you better fucking be up on time. I'm up at 4 a.m. You better fucking be up early to watch your shit. Get me fucked up. You need fucking multiple televisions like I do because I'll be able to be watching all this at once.
Yeah, but
and playing video games.
I think that I'll be definitely by the time like I research into everything more in depth. There's gonna be loads of plays here, loads of totals, loads of lines. They're even gonna be like what I don't usually do that much, but there's a couple of instances here where I may not even think a team's necessarily gonna win, mm-hmm. but I might end up taking some numbers here. Like I really want Vegas to get to 7. Against the Patriots and a few others, so yeah, lots of stuff to like keep my eye out for here. And I haven't lost. Oh yes, I have. I lost one bet so far this season against the spread. I'm 9-1, and that was only on Monday. So that was the first game I lost a spread.
All right, that's it for us. You could always find all my nonsense. Please follow at Lingus Mafia. It's actually growing finally because I complained on here. And said, people need to fucking follow me. This is bullshit. We've been around for 1,000 years and I fucking don't get shit. How about you, Billy? For all the betting packages, you got to give that rundown.
Yeah, it's at lockbetting.com.
Make you some money.
And, and the wrestling stuff, because there's a wrestling pay-per-view this week, is at thedirtysheets.com. Yeah, the combat package there is worth getting this week because...
May I say to the people that are listening that don't do the wrestling package, that's easier than the NFL. My friends, because it's bullshit. And we can find out the fucking winners. You want to get the wrestling package and bet as much as you could possibly do. They'll have limits, so you can't bet $1 million. But you can make a fucking shit ton. I've seen it many times. Billy likes to brag. He sent me a picture and twist a knife because he knows I can't bet in the fucking United States. It depends what state you're in, I guess, and what website you go to. But you will clean the fuck up. So take my advice and sign up to his wrestling package, because it's it's free fucking money. If somebody knows the fucking answers and hands them to you, you can't fuck this up. Sure, one might be fucked up, but you take all the bets equally. So if one's fucking wrong, two is wrong, you have fucking eight more that are winners. So do yourself a favor.
Yeah, it's like an exam with the answers on the wrestling side of it. So the way you can get that is like, so there's the main package over at lockbetting.com gets you the all sports, gets you all combat sports, plus it gets you all the NFL, all the soccer and everything. Plus that one is tracked. It's got over six years of tracking on that $125 package. So that's the one I push the hardest. But if you just want to make money on the wrestling, and you can do your own NFL.
Dude, you should name the wrestling package Gray's Sports Almanac, because you have the fucking answers.
Well, the wrestling is a part of the fucking the sports package as well. Like the wrestling is on lockbetting.com because it's a part of that as well. But if you just want to get it over at the Dirty Sheets on the Dirty Sheets Patreon, it's a part of the combat pack, because the combat pack the boxing and the UFC should just be tied in with the sports, mm-hmm. because for $40 just to get that wrestling, that should be enough.
Yeah.
But I'm generous, and I'll chuck in the fucking boxing and the UFC as well. And this week, there is a fucking huge UFC card with the two unbeaten fighters of Adesanya and Costa fighting this weekend, and that's the big fight on Saturday. So yeah, that I'll be chucking that in as well, and I'll probably be doing a show for that too at some point this week. So yeah, lots of fucking shit to come, and really, like, wrestling is with UFC Saturday, and in these games on Sunday and Monday, like, wrestling is really fucking low down this week. Like, that fucking getting that in time for Tuesday is going to be rough, but it will be done. Whether it's done on fucking split screens with minimal concentration, whatever. B-bats and seamen will get it done for you.
There you go. All right, everybody. Listen to us. Make some money. Believe me, I do, and I make the money from this. Even if you're a small gambler like myself, you're putting down 10 on everything, you still get a good, like, I got fucking $200. $200, very nice. I take it. So,
how are you still betting? Have you not moved in with your girlfriend now?
Yeah.
You have no fucking, no rent to pay?
I don't, no. But so I have a ring to fucking pay for, so that'll fucking...
You should start gambling, like properly now.
Yeah, I mean, to a point, like, I would with the wrestling one. The problem is, I mean, because that's a guarantee. But the fucking thing over here, you can't fucking do it. Bullshit. So
if you don't have at least 50 on this Pittsburgh spread,
I have to. And I've done that here and there. And when I've lost, I want to kill myself. I'm like, oh, $50. I grab my chest and I see Billy's betting $7,500 on every single fucking bet. I'm like, oh, I'd be sick to my fucking stomach. But hey, you play big, you win big. That's what it fucking comes down to. Big boys. That's it. We will see you next week. Go win money. Bye-bye.